Blog Talk Radio.
In this country, we have a tradition, a celebration of culture, where one community meets another, a beautiful marriage of tastes and flavor, soulful soul food. It's our pride. It's our heritage. On this table, we present the best of the best. And for those that dare to go the extra mile, the ones that try something new, to them, we reserve a seat at the table. A chance to wear the crown. Today, we celebrate a new culture, a new flavor, a new tradition. Introducing Chicoman, for taste and tradition.
Welcome to the OME Host Intern Show. I am your host, Aset Atun Ray, and we are live from Lagos. To join the conversation, just dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1. Also, enter your chance to win $25 via Cash App. Guess Aset's lucky number. To the audience listening, I want to thank you for tuning in. We have a lot of nice, interesting conversations to talk about, interesting topics. I have a lot of nice jewels I want to give to the people. And this is something interesting. And I'm very excited to share this knowledge that I have with you, because what I have to say is way long overdue. So dial in at 516-453-9133 and tune in with your girl, Aset Atun Ray, and get these jewels. Our topic for today, the emasculation of the black man in America. And one thing I'm going to say, emasculation is real here in America. And a lot mean to emasculate. What image comes to your mind? And for all the people who don't know what emasculate means, I'll give you the definition and we can talk about it. It means to deprive of strength, vigor, or spirit. So when you hear that, what image comes to your mind? Because I can think of a lot of images that come to my mind. When I hear that word, I see just the manhood being stripped from our brothers. And that's what happened. And this brings us to our topic, Willie Lynch. And we're going to go into history of how the black man in America was emasculated and how he was stripped from his manhood and how he was deprived from that strength that he had. So when you hear the word lynch means kill someone by hanging. And the man Willie Lynch came up with that word. That word derives from his name. And he was a slave owner in the West Indies. And he got invited to Virginia in 1712 to give a speech, because the slave masters in Virginia, they was losing business. And see, back then, that's exactly what the slaves were. They was a business. So you had Willie Lynch, had a nice plantation, and his business was thriving, and his crops was blooming good. So when he got invited to make that speech on the James River in Virginia in 1712, he came to deliver a message to the slave masters. And the message was to control the slaves for 300 years. And how did he use that method? What do you use? What's the main tactic that you use to get someone's control? Fear, distrust, envy. That's exactly what Willie Lynch used to make the slave. He figured, okay, slave masters, you're losing your crops, you're abusing your slaves and you're mistreating them. Global warming is messing up your crops, so you're not making any profit. Your business is going downhill. So we got to come up with a plan. And here it is. Let's make a slave. So this was his method to making a slave. He had the black pregnant woman and the black baby, boy, preferably. And the mental process of this was to take the black man away from his natural state, take his independence, and create a dependent state. Basically, Willie Lynch was imposing to keep the body and take the mind. So he did this in the most horrible way that you can imagine. The scientific method was the horse. And horses are wild animals by nature. But when you take the wild out of the wild and you contain them and you confine them in a space or in a box, just like prison, they're no longer wild animals anymore. So the scientific method to making the slave was to tie the black male and the black horse together. And what Willie Lynch did, he took the legs of the black man and he tied their legs to the black horse or whatever color the horse was in front of the woman and the child. And he would beat the horse with a bullwhip until the horse pulled the black man apart in front of that woman. And that fear caused the black man to submit. That stripped him from his pride. So he passed that method on to the slave masters and told them, if you train the female slave like a horse, she will raise her offspring in submission the same way. Use the bullwhip if you have to. They get out of line, beat them. But don't beat them to kill them how you were killing them. So the whole goal to making the slave was to make the female independent and make the male dependent among the woman. Because when you do that, when you reverse the role, the man is no longer looked at as a man, right? I mean, isn't that how society has it today? They have it to where the male is like the child to the female, and she's just this strong, powerful, independent woman. So this is called a frozen psychological state of independence. That means the male is mentally weak to where he has to depend on his woman. Being a fool is the main ingredient to mind control. So the basic method, how our black man got stripped from his language and his culture, was to take the language and the culture that he had, take from his natural state that he had. And it's sad because we've been going through this for so long to where Willie Lynch knew that if his method could work, it could carry out for generations and generations and generations. And that's exactly what it did. His method carried out for generations. And he actually made the Negro slave not only submit, but be in fear to stand up for his own kind. I know I'm getting a little bit juicy over here, so we're going to take a quick radio break. Brother O, what you got for us?
Wake up! Take the pillow from your head and put a book in it! It's time for the massive BDT crew at the top of the pile! Ha-ha! When I wake up, make up my bed, break up the bread and bed. Scratch in my head, why am I so damn intimidating? Is it because of laws designed to keep us waiting and waiting, suffocating all forms of a setback? Get back! If you can't understand a rap act, this is the language of the people ready to hear the truth. I've got no juice, cause I'm not getting juice. To have juice means you can still lick a lot of booty. To have respect means you simply knew or knew me. Heard what I had to say and felt the soul, you say that too. I'm not down with a juice crew, but anyway, I say today the message I created. I don't preach hate, I simply get the record straight. Word. It's not the fault of the black race that we are misplaced. We're does it mean humanity is African? I don't know, but these sciences are hidden. For some strange reason, it's forbidden to talk about or converse on a political upburn. I don't believe that I'm the first, or should I say the first one, or the first one that's done music like I'm still number one. But music like that or this is the incredible uplift. Those that oppose get this, but who will oppose the teacher when society's a rat? So check, the black man's in effect. Valleys in Asia lies the Garden of Eden, where Adam became a father to humanity. Now don't get mad at me, but according to facts, it seems it's fantasy, cause man, the most ancient man, was found thousands of years before Adam began. And when he was found again, they can't laugh at ya. It's right there smack in Africa. But due to religious and political power, we must be denied the facts. Every hour we run to school trying to get straight A's. Let's take a trip way back in the day to the first civilization on earth, the Egyptians, giving birth to science, mathematics, and music, religion, the list goes on, you choose it. Egypt was the land of spiritual blessing. Egypt was the land of facts, not guessing. People from all over the world had come to learn from Egypt, Egypt number one. So people that believe in Greek philosophy, know your facts, Egypt was a monopoly. Greeks had learned from Egyptian masters. You might say, prove it, well here's the answers. 640 to 322 BC originates Greek philosophy. But in that era, Greece was at war with themselves and Persia once more. Any philosopher at that time was a criminal. He'd be killed, very simple. This indicates that Greece had no respect for science or intellect. So how the hell you created philosophy when you kill philosophers constantly? The point is that we descend from kings, science, art, and beautiful things. African history is the world. Ye shall be judged. Matthew 7, first verse doesn't budge. No man should walk the earth in sludge. If you don't believe, you can go and check to see how and where the black man's in effect.
All right, black man in effect. Yes, indeed, the black man is in effect. All right, dial in at 516-453-9133, press 1 to join the conversation. We got the groove and the tune for the right mood. See how you'd like to do it. Welcome back, everyone. All right, so we talked about Willie Lynch. Now, we're going to touch up on the unification of the black man. Now, this next topic is called Know Thyself, and this is very important. This is a very important topic, so I want y'all to pay attention, please, because not enough credit is given to the people that came to clean up the black man in America. Preferably, I'm speaking about Elijah Muhammad, and this man, he came to raise up the black man to the knowledge of himself. And a few accepted it, and a few decided to stay accustomed to the white man's civilization. And that's okay, because whoever he came to reach, some got it, some didn't. As I like to say, my favorite quote, many are called, but only few are chosen. Just like this show tonight, many of you were called to me. Many were chosen. Not meant for everyone to receive the message. So if you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. But Elijah Muhammad, he brought something very special to the black man. He came to uplift the black man with a sense of pride and respect, because the black man, one thing he lacks is knowledge of self. So he came to bring back the independency of the black man and also the nature of the black woman, because she had to also go through school. So he started the Nation of Islam on July 4th in 1930, and his temple was in Detroit, Michigan. It was Temple One. Now, his method was, in order for the black man to have knowledge of himself, he would have to give the white man back his religion. How do you do that? You self-love. You can't love someone else greater than you love yourself. That's not common sense. Knowledge is our main handicap. That is in his message to the black man, and you can look that up. And that is the Bible for the Nation of Islam, and is a very good book. It is highly recommended to buy, written by Elijah Muhammad, The Message to the Black Man. You can find it on Amazon, and you might can find it on Scribe and some more websites. But it's a very, very good book. And his whole thing was, you have to have knowledge of self. You have to know who you are in order to come together and reunite. Now, the first thing to knowing who you are, he told us, we're not Negroes, and we're not colored. What are we? What are we? We are original. Let me say that again. I don't think y'all grasp that. I don't think you grasp that. We're not Negroes. We are original. What does original mean? It means primary. Primary means first. So with that being said, knowing that you are the original man, black man, knowing that you are the first primary, you should know that the power is in your hands. No external forces can make you bow down to them. Fear who? Fear no one, because you are the original. You are the self-creator. So the important thing we had to learn how to do was to help ourselves. You know, I hear and see all of these commercials about Africa, help Africa, help Africa. And I love Africa. I love Africa, but we have to help ourselves here in America. And in order to do that, the black man has to establish something for himself. So that's what Elijah Muhammad came to do. He came to establish a nation for the black man to call his own. Give the white man back his nation. Give him back his title. Give him back his label. Give him back his birth certificate. Give him back his nation that he said that you were a part of. Because I'm going to give you something, ladies and gentlemen. Under the status of black, you're not considered a citizen. It's even in their constitution. If you read between the fine lines, it tells you that you are not a citizen. You are a business. You are an instrument. You are a part of a corporation, a stock on the market. That can go up for sale anytime in case there's an economical collision in the economy. So he taught that the black man had to maintain land to build and do for himself. You need good productive land that will produce crops. Think about it. The black man was in bondage from 1555 to 1955, so 400 years, exactly. And it's way past 1955. We're in 2021, ladies and gentlemen. So now we're in the time where we have to educate ourselves. And that's another thing that Elijah Muhammad stretched. Education was serious. He made that the number one importance when it came to his teachings. And how he did it, he separated the children by sex, 16 years in classes, separate classes. The men had one section, the women had their own section. And his classes consisted of reading, writing, and arithmetic. It was the history of the black nation, knowledge of civilization of the man, and the universe and all the sciences. And knowledge is information, facts, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education. So it's important to give people something that they can call their own. You know, why not? It was his duty to come and give the people what he had to offer. And that requires giving the slave owners back their names. You think those government names that you're wearing are yours? That is why I changed my name to Offset Atun Ray, because under the category of Jamaica Alexander, I was still a slave, and I no longer wanted to be that. So one good thing Elijah Muhammad did, he changed the name of the heavyweight champion, Cassius Clay. He changed his name to Muhammad Ali. And he told him before he changed his name, if I change your name, you will be respected, not only in Africa, but in Asia, in America, everywhere. So he changed his name, and he was one of the greatest, most respected boxers in the whole world. So Elijah's duty was to civilize the black man into his own nation by cleaning him up through freedom, justice, and equality. Islam is a way of life. It's not a religion. In it, it has power. The black man has power to self-govern. And had many would have followed the three-year economic plan that Elijah Muhammad delivered and gave, a lot of us wouldn't be in the position that we're in. You know, it's time now that we have to start taking responsibility for why the black man is still emasculated. It's because he has no knowledge of self. And knowledge of self is important. So we have to teach our sons to be civil. We have to get them back to their nature because they're gods. That is who they naturally are. That is their original beings. Elijah Muhammad, he could not stress that enough. And I thank the brother for what he came to do and what he came to deliver. If he was still alive, I would shake his hand and I would give him a hug, because knowledge of self, what he came to give the black man and the black woman and the black child, is remarkable. We're going to take another radio break. Brother O, what you got for us, Groovy, tonight?
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed, that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction.
It really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive, so we don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Took a brother's life with a knife, that's his life. Cried, cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knives alone. MC lights on the microphone, bum rushing and
jail, it gotta go. Cause you could do crime and get paid today, and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family, cause you're locked away. Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then you're we're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. Rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid. It
self-destruction.
Show, dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We have a caller in queue right now. Caller number 1, please state your name and tell me where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Jared, the gifted one. Thomas calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. Good evening to you, our set queen sister. How are you?
Hi, Jared. Thank you for calling. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, out running an errand, and I wanted to call in and congratulate you on your ONE syndicated station all-time connection record with her second consecutive, and on your 2021 ONE syndicated Battle of the Network Stars Championship champion. So congratulations, darling.
Aw, thank you so much, Jared. That was so sweet of you. But do tell me while I have you on, what are your thoughts so far on emasculation on the black man in America?
I actually am enjoying this topic because the idea that I had in mind has been totally swept away while I've been listening so far. And you're doing a fantastic job. You're speaking to a truth that needs to be spoken to. So you're doing a fantastic job so far, Queen Sister, and I am listening.
Well, thank you so much. And do you have a lucky number? Oh, you can't play. Never mind. That is Jarek, ladies and gentlemen. He is also a host on the O.N. Huh?
Number? Hello? Can you hear me? I said.
Yes.
You were talking about a lucky number?
Uh-huh. I'll let you play. Okay. Go ahead, though. You literally can't win, though. But go ahead. Give me a lucky number.
My lucky number is 7.
7. Okay. Well, thank you, Jarek, so much. And thank you for calling in and tuning in with us. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jarek. He is also a host on the O.N.E., and you can catch him. You can go to his page on Facebook as well. Wonderful. I love his topics. He talks about great, lovely things. Okay. So we uncovered the making of the slave tale about Elijah Muhammad and him coming to clean up the black man. Our next topic we are going to focus on is the continuation of the destruction of the black man in America. And when I say that word, continuation, it's a big emphasis on that. Because when I mean continuation, it's like a movie playing. It's like we're keep moving in time because, like I said, people believe emasculation is not real. It is real, and it's something that's been going on for centuries and decades. So when I say continuation, I mean through the media. And what is the media used for, ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers? What do we use the media for? Broadcasting, publishing, socializing, doing, you know, schoolwork, even dating. They have all of these dating websites that you never thought would be out here. So the media is used for a lot of things. And now it's not like how it was, you know, when I grew up. When I grew up, all we had was AOL, I think. I was born in 91. So all I remember was AOL and I think Yahoo. And you didn't even have any emojis or none of that iffy new cool stuff that the children have these days, right? So the media is the main way to kind of control people. Notice how children these days, they don't even go outside anymore. Parents, when has the last time your children ever took one day from their tablet or their cell phone or any of their video games to just go outside and ride a bike or kick a ball or, you know, do something that's not revolved around technology? You don't see that too much. The media is used to put people under some type of hypnosis. It's like you're under a really deep spell. So television, that word always bothered me growing up as a child. And I'll tell you why television bothered me. Before I get into television, I'm going to take my second caller because I want to know what your thought is. So caller number 2, let me know what's your name and where you're calling from.
All right, caller number 2, you got a little feedback back there. We'll bring you back on in a minute, so make sure that it's eliminated, okay? No feedback, no noise in the background, what have you. Caller number 3, you're online right now with Offset Attorney Ray and the only host intern show.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing? Just peace and blessings.
Sister Betsy, peace and blessings. How are you?
Hey, my sugar. How you doing?
I'm enjoying
your show, and I'm glad you're bringing these subjects back up. I wanted to say recently a 60-year-old man was lynched in the law enforcement interrogation room. And we as a people, we're out celebrating Juneteenth. You know, when actually Juneteenth was not on the day that they have given us. And another thing, there were other states that had people still in slavery. So I would like to know, why are we celebrating it when the facts are not really out? And from my understanding, it really is supposed to be, I think, December. You know, so, you know, we still have people lynching our people. We still have people out there shooting our people. Yes, we are shooting our people, but we have other people that are shooting us too. And I don't understand, before you celebrate, you need to study about the truth about these things when they give it to us. You know, because when we keep seeing people being lynched, and I think a couple of months ago, a sister was lynched. So we cannot begin to celebrate anything if people are still getting killed by law enforcement and other people around the United States and around the world. So what do you think about that statement, dear?
You know what, Sister Betsy? It's like great minds think alike. I am loving it. Like, oh, my goodness. And you absolutely correct. And I'm like, when I saw Juneteenth, I said, what is everybody celebrating? I said, slavery never ended. Do they understand that they're celebrating nothing? And the 257 Union soldiers, the Civil War, they didn't even get a proper burial. A lot of people don't even know that, you know?
Yes.
So I was disgusted on that day. And anybody that called me saying happy Juneteenth, I cussed you out and I blocked you and I probably shouldn't have done it that way. But Sister Betsy, I don't deal with ignorance. If you know me by now, do not bring it to my front door.
Yes, because when I said something about that I didn't want to celebrate, there was a reason why I didn't want to celebrate. I wanted to know more about it. And this is what we have to do as a people. And as you educating many out there, they need to do studying for themselves, because everything that they give us is not for us. And I thank you for what you're doing, sweetheart. I love the youth today when they come out and they make a stand. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and congratulations to your record.
Thank you, Sister Betsy. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss Wonderful Sister Betsy. She's also a host, and she's an International Radio Hall of Fame. Her voice is so beautiful. I love it. She just touches my soul. Oof! ONE Dynasty, ain't we amazing? All right. Thank you, Sister Betsy. And I believe we have another caller on the line, do we? If so, callers, state your name and where you calling from.
Greetings, and this is Ambassador Wadette Mentuhotep L out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Wadette. How are you?
I'm feeling great. It's great, you know, hearing you on the show and everything. You know, I like the topic. And I had, as far as a response in regards to about the Willie Lynch portion, and as well as the a little bit on the Elijah Muhammad portion and the destruction of the black, or so-called black man. But for the record, that in regards to Willie Lynch, that letter in there in regards to the man, what you had mentioned about what had happened to him, it was done in front of the family as well as the woman, all in regards because Willie Lynch approved for having the woman in front and dependent on the pale man, and the pale man knew that she would be independent from him because he was killed in front of her. And from out of that fear that she would train the sons to be psychologically dependent on the pale man, and for the girls to be psychologically dependent on the pale man as well, but that she would feel independent from her own brother and her own and other men inside in her area. So the mind of the pale man, of them setting up certain rules and regulations or certain propaganda inside of their media systems, you know, to have what they appeal to or what they want. You know, they look at things economically, and so they look at our families, both men and women, as an economic item, you know, that they don't care about how they would treat us, you know, physically or even spiritually, that they would only want us for what we're able to produce from our talents, and even go as far as to label us, you know, names to have us even traded in exchange on their stock market, you know. But one of those terms being not a living soul, or what we really are, but terms that they created, which was black, colored, Negro, you know, and others, you know, where they would use to exchanges between the Americas and Europe as well. And I'm very appreciative for you bringing up about Elijah Muhammad, you know, and also others like Dr. Malachi Z. York that was inspired by Elijah Muhammad, as well as Shankanti Diop and others that encouraged as far as sound right knowledge and right reasoning, or knowledge about ourselves, to be able to help influence others to use their math, reading, and writing in the right way, to be able to help us and help live a better life, to sustain ourselves, and in regards to the destruction of melanated men that definitely begins with far showing of, you know, of how to organize our mind and also cooperate as well. And also beginning with small things like among children and for adults to do is no bullying, because as far as legislative systems, they've been bullying everybody, whether if it is of how health systems have it set up to where even their own and others have debt if they wish to engage in agreement for a loan, or to just to get educated, just to have a home and shelter and clothing. And with them having high interest rates because they want to have more money in their pockets for their own secret agendas that they want to do. And it's these banks out here that's known as these Pharisees that was mentioned in Matthew chapter 23, and that were in their philanthropies and wearing their tassels. And if you go and when you look up those words in Matthew chapter 23, verse 5, where it was talking about what they were wearing, you will be able to see that who it is, who they're talking about. The people that own the media and things like that, that try to grab a hold of the men and the women's minds, you know, to try to control our minds through music and through colors and such, in a way to have us do each other wrong, and to have these health insurance, you know, companies that's connected, you know, trying to hurt get paid off of people's misery and pain. And if you look up in Matthew chapter 24, verse 5, you'll see it, and look up the words philanthropies and tassels, and it will tell you directly who they're talking about in the mark of the beast in the head and in the hand. You see with the philanthropies, they tie it on their forehead, and they tie it also on their right hand, and talking about the forehead and the hand, you know. So it's the Pharisees. And you'll be able to find out who they are, and the same Pharisees are the same ones that even Willie Lynch was inspired by in up there in Europe too. You know.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, because that's where the emasculation started up there in Europe, when they were taking advantage of our people and things like that. You know, so they want to put weight on our backs, on everybody's backs, with debt. And they don't want to play that role of forgiving people of their debts, because they want to keep on creating debt on people so they can continue to keep sweating to death, and then fighting each other in the streets and stuff over pride and over the seven deadly sins and all those things. And they know, and it's wrong. But I appreciate you bringing up this topic. And I have my show tomorrow night. It's called Unveiling the Light, and this was inspired by Ifen Udom of Nigeria, a young professional, you know. And there'll be other guests on that night, you know, as far as talking about the topic of unveiling the light. So look up them Pharisees, Matthew chapter 23, verse 5. it's only the beginning.
All right, Rajette. Well, thank you so much for tuning in and dropping those jewels. And you guys, make sure you tune in to his show tomorrow. Thank you so much. All right, and basically you like I did, control. That's what it's all about. And the media, like he said, and like Sister Betsy said and many others, the media is something that grasps your mind. And once the media got you, it just sucks you in. In television, like I said before, it's one word that always bothered me, and I would always just dwell on that word, and I'm like, let me break this down. Tell lie vision. A TV that tells lies. And I basically sum television up into one simple definition. It's a system used to reproduce visual lies on a screen. The media and television is a systematic programming tool that is used to keep people accustomed to the thought of emasculation. And think about it. Over the years, you guys, I don't know what's going on with the fashion trend, but back in my day, we had baggy jeans. Now, I believe Soulja Boy started the skinny jeans thing, or if it was Lil Wayne, I'm not sure. One of them started the skinny jeans, and our men are walking around here with these tight-ass jeans on, and I just can't get with the program. Someone, please let me know, what is up with that? Does your thing not hurt down there? Yes, I'm going to say it because it doesn't look pleasant. I do not want to see that just hanging out of your pants, and you look like you can't even breathe. I don't get the skinny jeans. What is up with the skinny jeans? And I want to talk about one rapper in the industry that really stood out. His name is Nas X, and he has a music video. It was called Montero, and I really don't get the concept of the video. I think the lyrics are like, call your name, or call me by your name and call me if you want me. I don't know. But it was such an emasculated video, and it's like he was promoting it. There was pole dancing. He was wearing dresses. He had on a purple dress with purple weave, and then he turned around in another scene and had on a pink dress with pink weave, and he had on makeup. And he had on these long rubber black stripper heel boots, and he was pole dancing and chair dancing on another guy. And I'm like, this is sick. And strangely, the video blew up. It actually got a lot of views, and the men were loving it. And I'm seeing men in New York City, downtown Brooklyn, walk around singing it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is really going on in the world? And the media, our children, they're watching this every single day. They're watching these actors, black men, black actors, black artists, beautiful artists, get on these TV screens and on these rap videos, and they're just shaking their asses like female, and they're doing it damn better than we are. I'm jealous. I'm like, damn. Now, I know I used to do some things back in the day with my little booty, but to actually see a man be able to shake his behind on a music video like a Roman, I'm very offended, you know, and I wouldn't want my child to see that. So it's embarrassing to see all of these emasculated black men on the TV, like Tyler Perry, the Wayans brothers, Martin Lawrence. I can go on and on. And one thing that I did like about the TV show In Living Color, when they was doing it, Jim Carrey and some of the Wayans brothers and some other actors on there, when they was doing the emasculation thing, they was actually trying to send a message to the people. Not that I'm defending it, saying it's right, but it's like it's going overboard now. You know, we have to put an end to that, because emasculation, believe it or not, it will turn into genocide. It will turn into genocide, and we don't want that. So what do we need? We need UNITY, UNITY. Brother O, take us to the next track.
Mm-hmm. make us to feel low. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring breath to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block. I had my cutoff shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. Yeah. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling
me?
That was Queen Latifah, Unity, one of my favorite classics. I hope y'all enjoyed that, ladies and gentlemen. We have a caller on the line. Caller, please let me know what's your name and where you calling from.
Hello, this is Lena Blue, and I'm calling from Collegeville, PA.
Hi, Linda Blue. How are you?
Hi, this is Lena. How are you and how are you doing tonight? Offset?
I'm doing awesome, awesome. I'm feeling your energy. Sound like you're in the spirit as well.
Oh yes. I try to stay there. And I wanted to congratulate you on your win on the Battle of the Stars and on your connection record.
Thank you.
Congratulations
so
to both of those. Yes, you're very, very welcome. And on the topic of emancipation of black men. So thanks for bringing this thought-provoking topic. This one I really connect to. I've definitely been having a lot of conversations amongst friends and over the recent history here. So the question I have to black men is, why do you choose to be emancipated? Because I ask this question because we create our own reality on a soul level. So we are responsible for our choices, even though I certainly do acknowledge the pain and the struggle and the suffering and the systems around where we are today, because we are all connected. You know, the brothers and the sisters, we're all connected. And there is no me in separate from you. So we have to start to begin to create a different reality for ourselves so that we can start to wake up and be the solution to our own problems. So I just want to empower our black men, our black sisters, all souls, to be the solution to your problem. Start digging deep and understanding where this came from and how you can overcome it. Because you chose to be here, you also chose to overcome this situation. And I thank you for allowing me to have my comment.
Wow, thank you so much, Lena Blue. And that is a great question. I want to know why. All right, caller 4. We have another caller online. Tell me what's your name and where you calling from.
Good evening, everyone. This is Genesis Amars Kemp. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. So, Offset, congratulations on all your accolades and the records that you are breaking, and loving the conversation tonight. So, two things that stood out was whenever you said television, and it does tell us a vision, and sometimes people get so caught up in someone else's vision that they lose a sense of who they are. Then your second comment you made was about these men wearing these skinny jeans out here. And I thought the same thing that you thought. Whenever I see them walking by, I'm like, damn, like their pants are tighter than mine. Like, how do they breathe in there, the circulation, and et cetera. Then I was just joking around with my husband like some months ago, and I said, oh, babe, I'm going to buy you some skinny jeans. He said, hell no, you better not buy me no skinny jeans because I'm a man's man, and I'm not trying to wear those. And so it's so funny because men weren't really wearing, like, tight stuff until, like you said, maybe a celebrity who started the trend, then everyone thought it was okay to follow suit. But then back in the day, everyone was, like, really baggy, or the men were sagging their pants off their behind. And I'm not for that either, because I don't want to see all your business out in the street. And I think there is a proper way to dress whenever you are holding yourself to a different standard. Like, I'm fine with a man who wears his pants on his waist with a nice belt and just look poised. You don't have to, like, do what everyone else does to fit in. Why can't you just be who you were created to be instead of going along with the media, what's in, what's not, and all of that? And so this conversation is so needed, especially whenever I think about black men, because sometimes you don't see enough black men who are setting an example out here. And whenever you do see a black man who is trying to set an example, it's like he's feeling himself way too much. And whenever a black woman tries to talk to him, he tries to degrade that woman. But then if you see him, he's with another woman of the opposite sex. And I'm like, okay, did you not come from a black woman? Was your mom not a queen? Was she not good enough? So this whole topic is just so relevant, and you can look at it from various sides. But I just want to thank you for bringing this to the forefront and just going into the various segments and topics that you shared tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, Genesis, for chiming in. That is the lovely Genesis, who is also another connection record breaker, and she is an ONE host. And Genesis, one thing I will say that I do know, as far as the pant slacking, I know it generally started in prison, and from what I've learned and from what I've understood, the men didn't have all the time the correct sizes for their uniforms. So some of the guards would just give them anything, and they'll just, you know, say, here, it could be a double X for a skinny person. And they'd have to walk around in that for I don't know how long. So it just, you know, they brought it from jail to the streets, and it became a trend. And like you said, it's not pleasant at all. It's really not pleasant. So thank you so much for chiming in. And unity is something that, like I said, is what we need before we went on that lovely commercial break. And shout out to DJ Honeybee, a.k.a. Brother Olasky. I have to say shout out to him because when he brought me on this network, the Damon Network, O-N-E, host intern show, one thing that stood out to me about this network is that he had unity. Everything was put together so nice. All the hosts that I engaged in and got to interact with and listen to, they were well put together. They was in good spirit. They had good energy. And I'm like, wow, if we can create this kind of environment everywhere we go, do you know how strong the black man and the black woman together would be? And that's the key, liberating the black woman and the black man together. Because as you see, masculation isn't only hurting the black man, it's hurting the black woman because, like I said, Willie Lynch, he put us in this independent state of mind. And we cannot do for self because we're in fear. And that's a problem. We need our black men. And it's up to us women for us to fix it. We have to come up with some type of way to fix it because we're getting all of these programs. See, there's no system for the black man in America. He's the enemy. He's the enemy in his own household with the black woman, the enemy with the white man. He's even the enemy with the black man, but he's also the enemy with himself, just like we're all the enemy within ourselves. So we have to come together and unite, and we have to do for self as we do for others. That's one thing Elijah Muhammad taught. That's one thing Malachi D. York taught. That's one thing Marcus Garvey taught. I can keep going, but we have to self-educate each other, and we have to self-educate ourselves, and we have to build a solid foundation. And the only way we're going to build that solid foundation is if we obtain land. That land that we obtain will create the jobs and the education that will establish more independent black families. Why wouldn't you want the black man to provide for you, ladies? Like, really, you tell me, is the independent life really working for you? Because I'm struggling like hell. I mean, we all are. And even though I have my husband in the household with me, I see what other black men go through in their household. And I see what the black woman is going through, trying to prove that she can be independent and not have her black man in the household. And that is the exact same Willie Lynch process that we are up under today. Nothing has changed, ladies and gentlemen. We're still going through the same thing. And like Sister Betsy said, you want to celebrate Juneteenth, but what are you really celebrating? I would like to know how many people actually thought about what they was really celebrating before they said, I want to celebrate it. You want to celebrate being a slave? You want to celebrate the black man being oppressed in America? You want to celebrate the black woman struggling on welfare and Section 8 and food stamps and she can't do for herself? You want to celebrate the black child not having knowledge of himself or herself? We don't even know our language. So we have to come together and love each other. And we have to do for one another because it's time. We're moving into that era where we're going to have to do for self. We're either going to get on board or we're going to fall off the ledge. And I don't know about you, but I'm not falling off the ledge. We're going to take a break. We'll be back momentarily. Brother O, take us in.
Not a regular, this is that boom, blah, blah, blah. Some they call it secular, I just call it blah, blah, blah. Marcus Garvey, Bookman, Dottie, bring that army, blah, blah, blah. Malcolm X and Kwame Ture, this is where I'm at. If you wanna talk to me about blah, blah, blah. Haile Selassie the first, niggas, niggas, let's talk about that. The boom,
Yanni Maroon and all of Maroons. Let's talk about that. The real underground railroad. The first subway for black. The freedom train begins with your brain. Get in on track. Whether justice or injustice, how do you react? Act. Can you stand there laughing when they shoot us in the black? This is what some rappers sound like every time they rap. I'm raising up the red and the green and the black. Even with no cops in the hood, we still hear click, clack. I cannot forget my ancestors just because I rap. Look at me from top to bottom. KRS is black. Get up, get out, speak up, speak out. Reach out, this is what black about. Get up, get out, speak up, speak out. Reach out, this is what I rap about. Get up, get out, speak up, speak out. Reach out, too many selling out. Get up, get out, reach out. Lift up, get out. Gonna ask the question now, are you really black? This is not a mystery, we under attack. If you're chatting fuckery, you hold our people back. Time to put aside the fantasy and deal with back. This is not the time to be talking all that crap. Those that talk that crap are those that don't fight back. You can say what you like, but real skill I never lack. Black is more a consciousness, the way you think and act. Yo, get up, get out, speak up, speak out. Reach out, this is what black about. Get up, get out, speak up, speak out. Reach out, this is what I rap about. Get up, get out, speak up, speak out. Reach out, too many selling out. Get up, get out, reach out. Lift up, get out.
Heard it from your greatest, KRS-One. We got to bring that unity back. All right, so I wrote a nice small piece that I want to dedicate to the black man, the black woman, and the black child. This is called a power poem. So I am going to drop a little something for you, so I hope you enjoy it. P is for principle, to say that the black man is original. O is for overstand the oppression of the original man on his own damn land. W is for wisdom. To be equal is ignorant. I'd rather have culture to free the dumb. E is for Egypt, the beginning of our civilization, the home of the black nation. R is for ruler. The original man is God. That's why the Bible lied to you. For 500 years, you've been tricked by the devil. Black man, it's time for you to get up and rebel. We got the power. The power is within. Rise up in power. Fight to the end. For 500 years, you've been tricked by the devil. Black man, it's time for you to get up and rebel. We got the power. The power is within. Rise up in power. Fight to the end. And with that said, it's Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, we'll go to the Greeks and the Cretes. Excuse the N-word, y'all. It's now time for me to go into the Wheels of Steel. Hey, all set, you ready? Let's get it.
Yo, before the Greeks and the Cretes, the old T-Rod clapping, nigga. Yo, before the Greeks and the Cretes, before you can stand, before your hands from your feet, from a band or a beat, we would stand on the street with our hands on our heat. 12 grams, 12 feet away, balled up in a sheet. A Reynolds rap, what's back? Need your dental back. Your voice get quiet like the voice in the instrumental track. Sick for the litmus, son. Sick the sickness. My voice unfolds with the soul of the whispers.
on the block, we rock loud like the pistols. Up in the crib, I wear drinking a Harvey's Bristol. Natural flavor, yours be artificial. I blow holes in skin like big nose who's not official. They go berserk when the dollar bill is on. The thrill is gone, upgrade to the silicone. That's worth the 4,800,000,000. It's not official to watch knock the devil you silly on. From the valleys of Ohio to the sands of Cairo, still hit like the whirlwind King of Rio. Zigzag, zigzag, still puzzle like the jigsaw. You be next, you get jigsaw. Beat rock exclusive. We bogard the road like trucks on a turnpike. Smoke by the load just to see what it burns like. Architectural design, intellectual rhyme, the bishop strike. Moving on a diagonal line, the rook's trap. Scholars, they want the books back. The piece, they turn us off the moment they look back. The castle in position made weak by a wing pawn. Mike's loose armor from the pressure we bring on. They fired all these shots and the rhymes with mad flares. Kept a cramped game, many posted on bad squares. The king's the kick, the queen's the snare. The bass are minor pieces that move in a pair. Quick to break through, an unparalleled opponent. I do it on a regular, at any given moment. Check the venue, go to make the saga continue. Before you check the credits, the sword is all in you. It's real, it's real.
Liquid Swords, the Jitta and the RZA, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do. First of all, congratulations to our Citizen Ray on her second consecutive only syndicated station all-time connection record as an intern. Only Dynasty is fantastic. You heard the word, and now it's time for business. Damon Network has advertising to Only, which is Oladeli and Ngozi Enterprises, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime on that, Damon.com. We are Ngozi Time, both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli Ngozi at Paris and Google Plus. Oladeli Malaya Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page. The only host intern shown, as well as the dynamic and outstanding, determined and motivated online now network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or whatever program tonight, oladeli.ngozi at my@gmail.com. And I am the International Internet Radio, broadcasting in Shrine for its class of 2021. Also, more importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malaya Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now, the Battle of the Network Stars champion for class of 2021. She got 2 minutes left to go in the program. Her name is Arsa the Toon Ray. Yeah.
All right, Brother O, thank you so much for that. And I want to thank the audience and everyone who called in. Thank all our lovely hosts and thank everyone for sharing your thoughts and your views. This is a wonderful topic, and I'm very surprised. Thank you so much. Everyone had a lot of good things to say, and I learned a lot more than I thought I was going to be able to learn. So thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Brother O, for that wonderful music. You know what? You always on point, and you rock the show. It would not be a hit without you. So thank everyone for calling, and until next time on ONE Host Syndicated Station, the best station, the one and only station. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.